he got into the USA somehow. He was in and around New York for some years, getting into more trouble until, finally, he had to relocate to Mexico. As I was a teenager, he was a romantic hero to me. I didn't see him often, but he kept in touch by postcard and aerogram, which I kept in an album cross-referenced with pages from an old-school atlas to highlight exactly where he was in the world. I think Paul came home to stay with us only twice in 10 years. He had different glamorous and feisty girlfriends with him, and he spent the whole time talking of revolution. When I left school and started work in local government, I expected Paul to be horrified, but he simply sent me an obscene postcard with a note on the back wishing me well in my new job. For many years, he had been living in Cuba, despite an uneasy relationship with the authorities. But then, unexpectedly, 2 years ago he moved back to the UK and bought one of the converted railway carriages on Pagham Beach. I don't know where he got the money from or how he lived or paid his bills. I didn't ask when I finally found the courage to visit him last summer. I was nervous of seeing Paul again, but surprisingly, I had a thoroughly relaxing holiday. My job had been very stressful for some time. I had become involved in local politics and was trying to disassociate myself from a controversial planning decision, which was always...